Russia's intensifying its attacks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, in cities across Ukraine, including Mariupol, which is nearly destroyed. Days after some civilians escaped a steel plant, more are still holed up there with Ukrainian soldiers.
Russia wishes to destroy everybody who is still in the Azovstal steel plant.
President Volodymyr Zelensky just spoke to Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kyiv.
No indication that anyone else has gotten out in the last 24 hours. We've been checking for any UN or Red Cross updates. There are none. He said the rest of the world will always look at Mariupol as an atrocity and war crimes that are being carried out.
The U.S. is condemning North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, calling for an end to provocation, urging North Korea to restart talks, though leader Kim Jong-un vowed to speed up nuclear weapons development. A man in Los Angeles has been charged with assault with a deadly weapon, a knife hidden inside a fake gun that police say he took with him on stage last night, attacking comedian Dave Chappelle.
There's also going to be questions to how anyone could get a knife and a gun, even a fake one if that's confirmed, into a venue like the Hollywood Bowl. The Netflix is a Joke Festival website actually says, quote, everyone entering will need to go through a bag check, metal detectors, and general security.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Chappelle was not hurt, but the attacker was after being tackled. A country music star is now rocking. Dolly Parton voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame months after the singer said she didn't do enough to earn that. Though last week, Dolly Parton said she would gracefully accept if inducted. A rapper is also going in. Eminem will be in this year's Hall of Fame class, along with Lionel Richie, Eurythmics, Carly Simon, Pat Benatar, and also Duran Duran. Judas Priest also will be inducted at the ceremony in November. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Former President Trump wasn't on any ballots yesterday, but many candidates he backed won primaries.
In Ohio.
I thought this would feel good. It feels even better than I thought it would.
Author and venture capitalist J.D. Vance, who was endorsed by former President Trump, wins the Republican primary for Ohio's open U.S. Senate seat. He'll square off with Democrat Tim Ryan, who also won the Democratic primary for the general election. In Indiana, Trump endorsed Greg Pence, brother of former Vice President Mike Pence, wins the GOP nomination to keep his 6th congressional seat. President Trump went 22-0 in Ohio and Indiana in his endorsements Tuesday night, which follows a 33-0 record in Texas primaries back in early March. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There is still no sign of an escaped Alabama murder suspect or the corrections officer accused of helping set him free.
The sheriff's office in Lauderdale County, Alabama, is still hunting for Casey White. He's escaped the county lockup, where he was being held in advance of a murder trial. But now deputies say he's having an affair of some sort with jail guard Vicky White, who, despite their last name, had no prior involvement with the inmate. Co-workers say last Friday the guard said she was taking the suspect to the courthouse and began transporting him alone, which violates the sheriff's policies. Her patrol car was later found abandoned. There are now warrants out for their arrests. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Fed may cost us more money paying off credit cards, car loans, and mortgages. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected later today to raise a key interest rate, another half percentage point amid surging inflation. Gas prices have been going back up lately. AAA says diesel hit another record high today at $5.43 a gallon. It's up 34 cents in the past week. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 10 points, but the Nasdaq's dropping 170. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.